Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
These days, we do not need to rebel against the government, break laws, or risk our own lives in order to save lives of Holocaust survivors like 85-year-old Shoshana. With millions of dollars put into new Holocaust museums and memorials, certainly important, I just wish that a portion of those funds would be placed into providing basic needs for the Holocaust survivors during their final years of life. One day, the only place we will see the haunting concentration camp numbers tattooed on victims' arms is in photos, in history books, or in one of those museums. Then it will be too late to provide Holocaust survivors with the most basic needs. I believe that now is the time to act. Before it is too late, we must open up our hearts, prayers, and hands for the Holocaust survivors. It is in our power to enable them to live their final years in dignity, free from hunger, cold, and illness. The fellowship provides heating, food, and medicine for tens of thousands of needy Holocaust survivors. What that means is that during these times of hardship and pain, it's Christians around the world who are the ones restoring Holocaust survivors' hope in humanity. Thank you for providing Shoshana and thousands of other sacred souls with the gift of food, medicine, and heat. You are answering their prayers. With blessings from the Holy Land, this is Yael Eckstein.
To receive Yael's Corner each week via email and to add Yael as a friend on Facebook, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.